Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea is strongly condemning North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile, but the effort failed. In addition to already conducting unprecedented two nuclear tests this year, Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting today in London with European allies to discuss Syria. Yesterday, he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and regional players, but there were no breakthroughs regarding the civil war and the siege on parts of Aleppo. Ana Hagi Yahya is a captain in the Free Syria Army.
It's bad in Aleppo. We are waiting to the countries, to the friends of Syria, to help us for making anything to Aleppo. But we are watching, for example, United States of America cannot do anything, and European Union cannot do anything.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo, waiting for help and wondering how to escape the fighting. Meantime, Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes launched an offensive in northern Syria to get control of a key border town from the Islamic State. Suicide bomber in Baghdad killed more than 35, wounded over 50 others in an attack on a Shiite Muslim religious observance. Saturday's bombing was the deadliest attack in Iraq, in the capital, since early July. It also came at a time when Iraqi government forces are planning to retake the city of Mosul from IS fighters. This is VOA News. A top U.S. admiral says an American warship has again come under fire in the Red Sea from multiple cruise missiles fired from the coast of Yemen. The USS Mason deployed electronic countermeasures to foil the attack. It was the third such attack on U.S. naval vessels in the area in the last week. The U.S. responded with missiles targeting three radar sites in Yemen, the territory controlled by Iraqi-backed Houthi rebels. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, on a visit to Haiti, says he's establishing a trust fund for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which killed more than 500 people. Mr. Ban also said aid efforts should focus on fighting a potential cholera epidemic in the country, with several cases reported following the storm.
We are going to mobilize as much as resources and medical support to, first of all, prevent and stop this cholera epidemic. And then, second, support the families of the victims.
Speaking in Port-au-Prince, Mr. Bon also said he is disappointed by the international community's response to Haiti. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says India is a natural ally for the United States and that the countries will be best friends when he is elected. Trump made his remarks at a charity event for Hindu victims of militant attacks hosted by the Republican Hindu Coalition. Its founder, Shalabh Kumar, is an avid Trump supporter. At the event, Trump also claimed his Democratic Party rival Hillary Clinton is not healthy enough to campaign, let alone become president.
Hillary doesn't have the energy. She's right now resting. She's resting, waiting for the debate on Wednesday night. Did everybody see the last debate? That was an easy one. That was very easy.
Speaking to supporters, Clinton asked about the imperative of winning the November 8th election.
We have to win in order to work together to demonstrate the positive, optimistic, confident, unifying vision of America that I believe in and that I think together we can demonstrate America's best days are still ahead of us.
In the latest aggregate of voters' surveys, Clinton leads Trump by 6 percentage points. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.